Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Vav. Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Vav. And we will start, we're doing Lamed Vav, and we will start with where we're up to, and that is the word HaKodesh. HaKodesh in the Ozah HaDeres on the bottom of Lamed Beis Ma Beis. HaKodesh, we just discussed the Limudim relating to the Hazaya, the sprinklings of the blood of the goat and the blood of the cow, both in the Kodesh Kodashim and outside. We say 1 and 7. They each have 1 and 7 inside, 1 and 7 outside. And then we're going to get to, they have Zrikas on each of the Kronos of the Mizbeach HaZahav. That's the third area. And then 7 times on the top of the Gag of the of the Mizbeach. So we have HaKodesh. So HaKodesh, that's referring to the Zrika, or the Hazaya. Again, usually by the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it's called Zrikos. And by these inside, it's called Hazaya. But it's, again, sprinkling of the blood. So HaKodesh, the Zrikos in the Heichal, that it's towards the curtain, which is going from east to west. So Tzorach L'chavi, Keneged HaKodesh. It's done towards the curtain in the direction where on the other side is the Aron. The other side is the Aron, at least in Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni, that's where the Aron used to be. Good. Amar Ibn Nechemya. So now the Gemara is going to deal with why it says, the Pasuk says, V'yatza el ha-mizbeach. He goes out to the Mizbeach after this Avodah. What do you mean out to the Mizbeach? We're talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? The little Mizbeach inside the Heichal. So why does he use a Lashon that could be misinterpreted as going out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is V'yatza, going out? He's not really going out anywhere. He's in the Heichal. So Amar Ibn Nechemya. Lefi shematzana bepar ha-bal kal ha-mitzvahs. Because we find by the par that is brought for all mitzvahs. What's that? The par kohen gadol. There's a special din based on psukim and say in parshas Vayikra that if the kohen gadol paskins for himself and he does an avera, certain averas, then he does not bring a regular karman chatos like other singular individuals do. But he's a special par kohen gadol. This is one of the 4 special karbanas chatos that you sprinkle inside the heichal, right? 2 of them, not only in the Heichal, but you speak on the Kodesh Kodashim, the Par and the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur are in the Kodesh Kodashim also. But then you have the 2 others, the Par of the Kohen Gadol, which is mentioned here, and also the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, where the Bezdin makes a mistake and the majority of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael follow their mistake. Those are the 4 animals that we do the Zrika inside. So, Lefi, Shematzanu B'par HaBal Kol HaMitzvahs, because we find by the cow, the par, the HaBal Kol HaMitzvahs, that's the par Kohen Gadol, Shehu Omer Chutz L'Mizbeach U'Mazeh L'Paroches, B'Shah Shehu Mazeh, that when by that chatas, the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol has to stand on the outside, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach HaZav, and flick the blood towards the paroches, a little farther away. So that's the halacha by the par of the Kohen Gadol. So Yochol Av Zekein, so you might think that the same thing applies to these hazayos that are done on Yom Kippur, Tamalomer. That's why it says, after these hazayos are done, the Yatza El HaMizbeach, Asher Lefnei Hashem. Right? Go out to the Mizbeach. If you're going out to the Mizbeach, that is Lefnei Hashem, so it must be you started off closer in between the Mizbeach and the Paroches. So that's why the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur by the Par and the Sa'ir stands very close to the Paroches on the west side of the Mizbeach HaZahav, unlike by the Par Kohen Gadol, I'll call it mitzvahs, the other one, that's where he stands on the outside, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach. The Heichan Hayah, so where was he? Lefnim on the Mizbeach. He was standing on the inside of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, or maybe not. O inim adaber al Mizbeach HaChitzon. Maybe not. Maybe we should understand it that the Kohen Gadol also here stands on the east side of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and when he says V'yatza, it means he goes all the way out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? Maybe that's what it means, just like the Par HaBal Kol HaMitzvahs, just like the Par Kohen Gadol. The answer is no. Tamalomar Asher Lefnei Hashem. The pasuk ends off the Mizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem. Hayin Medaber El Mizbeach HaPnimi. He's going out to the Mizbeach that's in front of Hashem, which is the Mizbeach in front of Hashem, so we assume it is the Mizbeach HaPnimi inside the Heichal. Period. Okay, so now we talk about these karbanos that I just mentioned, the 4 special karbanos of chatos that are brought inside. And again, they're all psukim. They're all based on Torah Shebichtav. If you look at the beginning of Vayikra, you have all the karbanos chatos that are mentioned. So we're going to talk about the par kohen mashiach, the par of the kohen gadol, and the par helam davar shel tzibur. So Perek Aleph of Vayikra talks about karban ola. Perek Beis of Vayikra talks about karban mincha. Perek Gimel talks about a karban shlamim. And then, yeah, Perek Dalet, which talks about chatas. And the first one is spoken about is the power of this Kohen Gadol. By Davar Hashem Shalimar, Davar Al Bnei Yisrael Mar Lemar, Nefesh Kisechta Bishkaga Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Asher Lo Seyasena VaAsa Me'achas Me'ela. Right, if he does one of these averis, so let me explain. If it's the Kohen Gadol, it's a cow, and you bring the par into the Omoid, and then he goes into the Omoid, so the Kohen sprinkles towards the Paroches. This is the par Kohen Gadol, right? We think that the sprinkle, usually again, the Mizbeach HaPnimi gets Avoda every day, the Ktores every day. And then once a year, Kavua, we have the sprinkling of the par in the Sa'ir of the special Karbanos of Yom Kippur. And then two situational Karbanos. If you have Kohen Gadol does certain Averis, or Parham Davar Shel Tzibur, where the Klal Yisrael follows Bishogeg, the mistake of the Sanhedrin. So both of those also have to be done inside. Let's do a little bit more, and then we'll talk about that carbon. So the Gemara says, Hakol modim bipar Mashiach ve'eda. Everybody agrees by those two, the two situational chataos primios, right? The par of the Kohen Gadol and the par of the Davar Shel Tzibur, she'eno tzorach she'eno geya. Those are spritz or flicked towards the paroches. Those for sure do not have to touch. Right. Also, Rav Chaim Gadievsky adds they're a little farther away, right? We just said that those, the Kohen stands on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, and he flicks it towards the curtain. The two Karbanos of Yom Kippur, he's on the west side, he's right in front of the Parochas. But everybody agrees, by the Par Mashiach and the Eidah, Sheinogei doesn't have to touch. Ma Plikin, the Machlokas that we've mentioned, and that is, does blood have to touch the curtain, or is it just spritz towards the curtain? Ma Plikin, Bapar Visal Shema Kippurim. The machlokas is about the par and the sar of Yom Kippur. Is tani tani tzorach she'eno geya? Some say it has to touch. Is tani tani eino tzorach she'eno geya? Another say it does not have to touch. Machlokas tanaim. So then the Gemara quotes, Amar Rav Elazar Rav Yossi. I think I misspoke yesterday. I said Amar Rav Shimon. It was Rav Elazar Rav Yossi that was in that story in Me'ilu Yud Zayin that they got to get the demon out of the princess. And then the Caesar said, you could go into my treasure house and, you know, go take whatever you want. And they went in to rip up the Gzeira against the Jews. But while they were there, they happened to see some of the items from the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where Blazer Rabbi Yossi says, we had this earlier, once before. Remember, he says, I saw the tzitz. Or I saw we had a couple of weeks ago, the case here, back in the fourth parak. We had him say, Ani reisi baromi v'lo hayakasav alav elashita achas kodesh Lashem. Right, he only how it's set on the sit. So we paskin Lashem is on top and Kodesh on the bottom. So he says, I saw Kodesh Lashem in one line. Okay, we don't paskin that way, but that was the Messias, he says. So here to our brother Rav Yossi, Ani reisi baromi moliati ben shaldam. I saw the parochas in Rome. They didn't just throw that out. They brought it back to Rome and it was full of blood. Amarti elu min adamim she'imazon alav yom kippurim. Ah, this must be from the blood that they sprinkled on Yom Kippur, right? So if that's true, Hadamra, so that proves Tzorach She'eino Geya. So that proves it must be that it has to touch, right? If that's the raya that he brings, so that seems to be what we paskin, no? What about the other opinion? The Afilu Tamar Ein Tzorach She'eino Geya. What about the other opinion that says it doesn't have to touch? How could there be a curtain full of blood? So the answer is, Imnaga Naga. It doesn't have to touch, but if it touched, yeah, okay, sometimes it touched. Right, so therefore, you can still have blood on it, even according to the other opinion. Tosfos on Daf Nun Zayin here on this, where this is quoted also in the Bavli. Tosfos says, "V'hiksha riva v'habayis rishon lo haya paroches." In the first Beis Hamikdash, what do you mean the curtain? There was no paroches. Remember, there was a diamatrox in the wall. U'bayis sheni dehavi paroches lo haya makrivim paralam davar. And in Bayis sheni, where they had a parochas, they didn't bring a par helam davar, because they only bring a par helam davar for a kohen that's mashuach with the oil. V'tiris b'ayis rishon havi u'parochas debabi. There was a parochas in b'ayis rishon, and others par helam davar. So Tosfos discusses this. If you look in the Ritva on the Gemara, the Ritva says, how could there be an opinion? Again, the Gemara already alludes to this, right? If he saw it full of blood, so and there's an opinion that says, oh, you don't have to. So it was just, you know, it was by mistake, all those blood, it didn't have to be. So the Ritva wonders here. Vitamiya Milsa, Vachila Rabbanan, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, Shikri Meshaker. According to the Rabbanan, was Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi's testimony false? Right? The archaeology versus Misora, right here. Right? The Misora is that you found this Zariah. I know, what if we dug up and we found tefillin from 2,000 years ago and it was Rabbeinu Tam tefillin or Rashi tefillin? Would that prove the other way? Okay, V'yesh Lomar, so says Tosfos, says the Ritva, the Savri Rabbanan de Dilma Shlobim Miskavinof Leporochas. Like our Gemara says, right? Maybe they would say, no, of course he saw it with blood. But the point is, it didn't need to have the blood on it. It might have gotten blood, Shlobim Miskavin, but you don't have to have a touch. For Reb Elazar Savar, Shiloh Hay Shlobim Miskavin, Reb Elazar would say, no. If it was Shlobim Miskavin, it wouldn't have so much. Lo Hayunogim Kulam. Va'od to Kohanim's Rizimheim. Kohanim are Meduyak. If they don't have to touch it, they're supposed to get it to the floor, they will get it to the floor. They wouldn't just haphazardly and derech agav. This is an avoda. So therefore, that's what Tosfos points out here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. The Nasan. Nasan. Okay, we have to get back to Parhalom Dover Shal Tzibur is maybe just mention one note and then we'll continue. The Parhalom Dover Shal Tzibur, the Sefer HaChinuch, as we know, discusses always the Shorash HaMitzvah. The Parhalom Dover Shal Tzibur is again brought if 51% of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael follow a mistaken psak of the Beis Din HaGadol, Beis Din HaGadol realizes it. So after that, one carbon is brought instead of a carbon for each and every Jew. There's a question in the Tanoim, is there one carbon or is there, let's say all of Klal Yisrael did it, 12 carbonos, one per shevet? Or do you bring one per shevet plus one for the Beis Din? Is the chiyuv on the Beis Din? Is the chiyuv on the people? Interesting discussion. But the Chinuch says, Kfar kasavnu lamala. I've written, ki mechuvenes hakarban lahachnoas nefesh hamisave ulahagdol nefesh hasichlis. The whole purpose of a karban is to push down my physical desire soul and to bring up my nefesh sichli soul. V'yalkein, behagiel agdolim toas padavar. If our great leaders made such a mistake. Yadua, it's known that they had a lack of seichel at that moment. Bechol shasa seichel yir lahem. V'ruyin lachazko, they need to work on their, be machazik their nefesh hasichlis. So what is that? Come to the base of Migdash. I mean, they always hang out there. And that's where the Lishkas HaGazas is. V'yalkein yavo al abayis asher shefa seichel alav. V'yasu maisa karban. V'yashuvu alibam b'koach ha-pu'ula grius ha-nefesh ha-behemis ha-toeh v'chashivus ha-sichlis ha-miyusharis v'hazaka. So by bringing this karban and reminding them that they made a mistake, it'll push down the inferior, animalistic, mistaken soul and the intellectual, straight, pure soul. It'll keep them in check for next time and make sure that they try not to make any of these mistakes. Okay. We continue. Nasan mikli kodesh. So we're about to talk about a Mishnah in Zvachim, which is general avoda, and we're going to bring a raya from our Mishnah to an issue in that Mishnah. Nasan mikli kodesh l'to klicho. What happens if I caught the blood? I'm supposed to catch the blood on regular carbon. I cast the blood in a kli kodesh. And then I poured it into a kli chol. I poured it into a non. It already was sanctified in a kli sharis. I poured it into a kli chol. Does that ruin it? Pasul. While it's in the kli chol, it's pasul. You can pour it back into the kli kodesh and you'll be fine. But if you don't pour it back in, it's pasul. Hami kli kodesh, loto kli kodesh, lo pasul. But mashma, the only problem is if I catch it in a kli sharis and I pour it into a kli chol, that's when it's a problem. But what if I catch it into kli sharis A and then I pour it into kli sharis B? Am I allowed to do that? Does that ruin my blood? I caught the blood in one kli. I poured into another Beis HaMikdash kli. Could I just take that second kli and go to the Mizbeach with it? Right? Does that ruin it? So it's mashma that it does not ruin it. Because that Mishnah says, only you pour it into a kli chol. But if you pour it into a kli kodesh, it wouldn't pasul it. Says the Gemara here, our Mishnah also says that. Reflects that. Amar of Chagai, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Masisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah also proves that you could switch from one kli kodesh to another kli kodesh. Because what does our Mishnah say? Ira dama par, l'tok dama sa'ir. Remember, what do you do? After you did the zrika of the par and the sa'ir separately in the Kodesh Kadashim, and then in front of the Kodesh Kadashim by the paroches, what do you do then? Our Mishnah said in yesterday's daf, you pour the cow blood into the goat blood. You pour it, what if you poured it in? So, and you still have zrikas to do. You're still going to put the zrikas on the little mizbeach. Part three of the avoda. But it's not in the kli that it was caught in. It must be that it's okay. It must be that our Mishnah proves you can go from one kli to another kli, both kli shares, and you're good. Says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Just the opposite. Mach mamido. What are you learning from this Mishnah? What is that line? Classic Yerushalmi. You have to add in a lot here. What are you learning from the Mishnah? What? The Mefarshim explained. You could get the exact opposite raya from the Mishnah. What's the opposite raya? That it can't be in a different kli? Because what's the next line of the Mishnah? It says that you pour from the kli kodesh. You pour from the cow blood into the goat blood. And then what do? V'nosan as hamale lotoch harekan. What does that mean? And then you put the full one into the empty one. We're going to have right now three understandings. But the Gemara here is understanding it in the Havamina is, what do you do? I poured the cow blood into the goat blood. And then what do? I take that mixture now, and I put that whole kli into the bigger kli. I have like a double cup. Like you take the full, I take the cow blood, I pour it into the goat blood. I put that whole blood cup into the empty kli now. So that's what we're understanding the next line, that you put the mali and the rekan. Why would you have to do that? So it must be because, no, it has to be in the same kli. You have to mix it. But so if it's like a double cup, it's ki'ilu, it's in the outer cup also. So and we say, min bamino ena chotzeitz. It's all kli and kli. So says the Gemara, it's exactly the opposite. You think it was a raya from our Mishnah that you could be in a different kli. You pour from the cow blood into the goat blood. No, says the Gemara, look at the next line of the Mishnah, where it says, you have to take that whole cup and put it into the empty cup. Why would you have to do that? It must be because it has to be in the same kli. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya the other way. There are two other ways to understand that line. We mentioned one when we did the Mishnah, but there are two other ways to understand what that line is, that you put the mali into the reikon. Number one, Amar of Mana, Neima midam hapar shehu male, l'toch dam hasair shehu reikon. That line is just explaining what you just did. The Mishnah says, you pour the cow blood into the goat blood, and the next line says, you pour the mali into the reikon. Mali, the cow blood, is a lot thicker and more than the goat blood. So all it means is explaining that you shouldn't, it's emphasizing that you shouldn't put goat into cow, you should put cow into goat. So that's why by mullet, the cow blood is called the mullet, and the goat blood is called the rekun. So that's all maybe the Gemara means. It doesn't mean you put one cup in the other cup. It's just explaining exactly what you did. Or, Amar Rabbi Yosef Barbun, or the other way. This is how we explained it. Ira dama parla tok dama sa'ir, mullet, No, you know what it means? You pour the cow blood into the goat blood, and then what? And then you pour it back into the first kli. Because the point is so that it mixes well. You want it to be mixed very well, so when you do the zrikas, you can have an even number, like a chance that you have both cow blood and goat blood in your sprinkling. So you pour from the cow blood into the goat blood, and then you pour the whole thing back into the first kli. And then you sprinkle from there. So it is a raya the other way, because now what do you have? You have everything in the original cow blood kli. So the goat blood is being sprinkled from a kli that's not the original one. So we thought we had a raya from the first way, from the cow blood into the goat blood, so we end up having a raya from the goat blood into the cow blood. But either way, it's a raya that if you go from one kli sharis to another kli sharis, you're okay. One kli sharis to a kli chol, you're not okay. You have to pour it back into a kli sharis to do the zrikas. But the one kli sharis to another kli sharis is okay. Period. Minayin shuzachik l'ha'aros. How do you know that you're supposed to pour them together? You gotta remember, pouring them together, say this again, we'll say this over and over again so it's clear in our heads. There are three stages to the zrikas, the special zrikas or hazayas of the Yom Kippur service. You have in the Kodesh Kadashim, you do 1 and 7 for the Dam Par and the Dam Sayer. You have towards the Paroches, twice, 1 and 7, Dam Par and Dam Sayer. After that, now, you're going to mix the blood. There's a machlokas tanoim, whether you mix the blood. What do you have left to do? You have to sprinkle on the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav and sprinkle 7 times in the middle of the Mizbeach Hazav. Do you mix the bloods together before both of those or just before the last one? That's a machlokas tanoim. Our Mishnah is assuming that you mix it together before either of them, right? Right, but after you finish the zrikas towards the parochas, you mix it together. And it's going to be mixed together before you do the corners and the 7. So, minayin shuzachik l'ha'aros, how do you know that they're supposed to be mixed together? Tam lomar, v'lokach midam hapar, midam hasa'ir. Right, you take from the bloods, bisman she'emu ravin. So we understand from that when they're mixed together, you take them. Yochum is mazeh b'fnei atzmo, mazeh b'fnei atzmo. You might think that you sprinkle them separately. No. Tamalomar v'chiper aron al karnosav, achas bashana. Once a year, you do zrikos on the mizbeach hazahav. Achas bashana hu mechaper, v'ena mechaper shtayim bashana. It's once, not twice. Meaning once, meaning you do the bloods once. So it has to be together. Says the Gemara, oh, neimar dama par, achas bashana, lo shtayim bashana. No, maybe it means once a year for each. Once a year for cow blood, once a year for goat blood. Who says they have to be together? No, no. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, midam chatas hakipurim, achas bashana, yechaper, olav l'doro sechem. An extra pasuk. Achas bashana hu mechaper, v'ena mechaper, shtayim bashana. Period. And therefore, that's why the blood of the goat and the cow has to be sprinkled together. You sprinkle it together, you mix it up, and then you sprinkle it together. Good. There is I mentioned this Mesha Chachma, I don't know, 35, 36 days ago in the Hakdama to the Masechta where the Mesha, and I mentioned this I think once also since then, but he quotes this Pasuk, right? The Mesha Chachma quotes the Gra, who says that really, if you look, as we mentioned, if you look in Achremos, the whole Avoda does not mention a word about Yom Kippur. Until all the way at the end of the whole Avoda, it says, and you do this on Yom Kippur once a year. But the whole Avoda just says, Bezos Yavo Aaron al HaKodesh. The Gra held that Aaron HaKohen, if he ever wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, he could do this Avoda any day of the year. Any day of the year, he could do it. This, Bezos, in this way, Yavo Aaron al HaKodesh. Only Aaron has that ability. Everybody else is only once. That's what the Gra says. The Aaron HaYochel Ikonis B'tamid B'Seder Azeh, Rak Shebanov Lo Hayur Hashem, Rak B'Yom HaKippurim. Why? And then he quotes, because Aaron had the Anan that was Shoreh all 40 years. So, Ki Be'anan E'ra'eh. So every Yom Kippur, every Kohen Gadol can't do that. He has to create his own Anan. But here, the Anan is always there. But then he says, that's the pshat of this pasuk in Tetzaveh. V'chiper al Aaron al Karnosav, achas bashana, shezeh mechuyev l'chaper achas bashana gam ba'aron. The obligation is once a year, even by Aaron. Aval Rasha Yoser Me'achas Bashana. He could do it more than once a year, but Kol Shashu wrote so whenever he wants. Umotzi Atzmo Muchan Lezeh. If he's Muchan, Rak Shezeh Muchrach L'chaper Achas Bashana. Achim L'doros, he continues the Pasuk, for generations, Midam Chatas HaKepurim Achas Bashana Yechaper L'doros Echem. Rak Achas Bashana Lo Pamayim Bashana Rasha L'chaper. L'doros, She'ein Anan Shore Ein Rasha L'Kanes Rak Achas Bashana. L'chein Kasav Achas Bashana Yechaper. She'ikra Diyuk, he says, the yik is once and not twice. You can look there. He's medayik in the psukim, like the gra based on this pasuk that our Gemara quotes here, achas bashana. Okay, we continue. So we mentioned that there's really a machlokas when you mix the bloods. Do you mix it before the four corners or after the four corners before the hazaya? So the Gemara says now, hakol modim b'sheva hazos shelamaton. Everybody agrees by the seven hazos that are lamata means below the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav. That means in the middle. Everybody agrees by those, that's the last part. You do four, one on each corner, and then seven in the middle. Everybody agrees by those seven in the middle, that it's gotta be mixed by that time. Shu'ut Sarach Laros, Dichsiv, Sheva, below Arba Asrei. Seven, you have to do, not 14, right? You can't do seven and seven. Kibel, so everybody agrees to that case. What about the following case? Kibel Midam HaPar Bishlosha Kosos, Midam HaSar Bishlosha Kosos. Let's say, I don't know, you're a Kohen Gadol and you want to be very orderly. So you know what you do? Well, I'm going to have to sprinkle from the blood of the cow in three different places. Right? In the Kodesh Kodashim, in front of the Paroches, and on the Mizbeach Hazav. And for the Seir, when I shech the cow, I'm going to catch it in three different cups. And I'm going to have in mind, I'm going to use one cup in each spot. So I don't get confused. One cup, and this is the inner, and for the Seir, so I have six cups. Six cups. So kibel midama par bishlosha kosos. Umidama sar bishlosha kosos. Litin me echad al abadin. I'm going to use one of them each for the, between the poles of the aron. Me echad al aparochas. Ume echad al mezeach azov. Ezen yam sakin la haaros. So they ask the Gemara, if I have six cups now, which ones do I have to mix together before the final stage? When you have to mix the cow and the goat blood together. Right? Do you have to mix the ones that did the blood in the Kodesh Kadashim or the ones in the parochas? Which ones have to be mixed together? Says the Gemara, wait a minute. That question can't be right because you're not allowed to do that. V'yesh adam machashiv chatzi kapara. You're allowed to catch the blood. The Kohen can catch the cup blood in three cups and have in mind this one's only going to be used for the Kodesh Kodashim and this one's only going to be used for the Parochas. That's not allowed. Because then he's thinking that this cup is only going to be used for chatzi kapara. That's not allowed. So let's modify the question. Ella Kaney, this is what happened. Kibel midam hapar b'shlosha kosas, midam hasar b'shlosha kosas, litin me'echad alabadim, me'echad alaparoches, me'echad alamizbeach hazahav. Right, what happens? What you wanted to do, look at the carbonate eta, how he explains it. Hachi pirusho. Mitchila chishev litin mikos echad kala matanos. Ela achar kach nosan mikos matanos. You caught it in, let's say, three cups. You caught it in three cups, but your plan was to use the first one. So that's why all the cups are, you know, you don't have any type of a chatzi kapara in mind. But you ended up using different cups, right, for each one. Ezamem huzachag laharos. Which ones have to be mixed together? Again, bizman your machshava, there was nothing wrong. But which ones would have to be mixed together here? Right, the ones that the blood of the, again, you have the blood of the sa'ir in three different cups. So which one has to be mixed with the blood of the cow, which also have three different cups? The ones that were used in the Kodesh Kodashim, the ones that were used in front of the Paroches, or just the ones that are, let's say, used here on these four corners? So Tifluk to Reb Zeira Udrabi Hila. I think it's a similar machlokas to the following. This palgun. Look at this case, the machlokas. Higril Shlosha Zugos. If you have three pairs of goats, how do you have three pairs of goats? You only said you have one pair of goats. What happened? You have one pair of goats, and then you use one pair of goats, and you had the lazazel you sent out, or standing there to be sent out, and you did the blood in the Kodesh Kodashim, and then on the way out of the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohen Gadol trips, and all the blood from the goat spills on the floor. So you gotta get another goat. But how do you get another goat? You have to do a second hagrala. You can't just pick one goat. You gotta do a second hagrala, and one of them has to be chosen to be Lashem. So, and then what happens? It was a clumsy day. After he did the paroches one, he tripped again. And now we have to get a third goat third pair in order to do the third set of goat blood sprinklings. So that's what you happen. Higril shlosha zugos litain me'echad alabadim, me'echad alaparoches, me'echad alamizbeach hazav. So you end up having three goats here. You have three goats here, and you'd used the blood of each goat in a different spot. Which of these cups is going to have to be mixed in to the cow blood? He was good by the cow. He didn't have any trouble with that blood. So, Ezem Ham Mishtaleach. And also, which of the goats of the, you have three goats, three Asir Mishtaleachs here. Right? Because each one had to have a pair. So, there's a day in the Gemara in Babli that says, you can never have more than one. But here you have a day that says you have three. So which one? So, Reb Zeira Amayel Lachaper Alav. Eshu Machaper Bo Chaver Mishtaleach. Whichever goat whose pair is the one that's used for kapara, that one has to be sent out. And if it's not machaper, it doesn't. What does that mean? As we'll see, it means anyone that took part in the kapara. And therefore, you're going to have to mix in the bloods of all three, and you're going to have to send out all three. Rabbi Hila Amar, lechaper alav, different shot. Eshehu gomer bo kala kapara, chaveiro mishtaleach, the one whose pair is used to complete the kapara, that's the only goat that has to be sent out. So what does that mean? The Gemara explains. According to Reb Zeira, who said, which goat is sent out to the cliff? The one that its pair is used in the kapara. So, all three have to be sent out, because each one of its pairs brought mixas kapara. Rabbi Hila says, no, the one that was gomer, so only the third one. So too, we assume this machlokas by three goats would be the same issue in our case when you have three cups of the goat blood. According to Reb Zeira, who says any mixas kapara is important, shloshtenu zachal haros. You got to take the blood of all three of the goats and mix it together with the cow. Al daite Rebbe Hila, but according to the Rebbe Hila, who says it only goes by the last one, so then eno zachal haros ela oso shehiza bimenu. Only the last one is required. So that is, think about, I don't know, if you have three goats, according to that daya, three Seir Lazazels, does he do smicha on all of them? Does you have the ribbon on all of them? Which one is going to magically change into white? So that is a question if you have more than one. Okay, one more. We'll end with this question. Ki baldam, again, similar type of question. Ki baldam apar bishlosha kosos umidam ha sa'ir.
As we said earlier,
we said, this is some taste that, let's say you had in mind to do these rikas from the first one, but you caught it in all three. You caught the blood of the goat in three cups. You caught the blood of the cow in three cups. And you only use one each, which is what you're supposed to do. And you caught it, you know, you caught more blood than you needed. So the question is, we know that there's a halacha of shiyari hadam, comes up in Zvachim. If you have leftover blood, what do you do with leftover blood? For any karban, you pour it down on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, right? There is a yesod there, and you pour it there. Shiyar adam, hayishovek hayisod, on the yesod. By the base, there's holes in the ground, in the base, and you pour it in. But what happens if you have blood that just became pusel in the Beis HaMikdash? Then you just pour it, there's like a canal that takes all the refuse out, right? So the question is here, interesting question. You have three cups of the goats, of the blood of the goat. You have three cups of the blood of the cow. You only use one each. What's called shirayim? So for sure the cup that you used, what's ever left in there, has to go to the yesod of the Mizbeach. What about the two cups that were unused? Are those called shirayim, that they would need to be poured on the Mizbeach, or are those called just, you know, extra blood, dachui blood, and then you just pour that to the amma that goes through it? That's the question, how the Pnei Moshe formulates the question. Okay, we'll have to stop by that question. Hashem, we'll start with that answer of Tiflukta, Beit Hashem, next time. But this was Yuma Daf Lamed Vav in the Yerushalmi.
Shikara.